107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. Great to have Ryan Erb on the line with United Way Perth Huron. Good morning and Happy New Year, Ryan.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you, Jamie.
Now, Ryan, before we get to the campaign update, we got to say happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that just happened a couple of days ago. You're pretty well right on, Jamie. Thank you.
You had a good birthday. I'm sure it was a quiet one, but you had a good birthday.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah, it was really nice with family. And in fact, I'm still having a little celebration on Friday night with my parents. So we're looking forward to that.
Oh, very nice. Well, let's celebrate in terms of the campaign with United Way Perth Huron. Where are we at currently?
Well, we're really pleased to announce that we're at 73% of our goal, which is about $1.455 million. And it's a little bit behind where we were last year. That's because some of our larger workplace campaigns were delayed until January, February here. But we expect that they'll move ahead. So we're looking forward to reaching the goal with a lot more work between now and March 31st.
Yeah, we still have some more work to go. So perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for all of the details where you can make a contribution. Let's talk about coldest night of the year with these chilly temperatures we've been experiencing. We're thinking about February and coldest night of the year.
That's right. Yeah, we're heading towards this year's coldest night of the year event. We're so proud that we have been able to partner with ShelterLink and our friends at the Connection Center downtown Stratford, where we will be raising money for both those organizations. Critically important programs for our community. So ShelterLink works with youth ages 16 to 24 and provides at-risk or youth experiencing homelessness services. And Connection Stratford at St. Paul's Anglican Church is a new program that we just opened, and it offers outreach for community members who are experiencing challenges with homelessness or other vulnerabilities. And people can go there for things like basic food. They can go there for hats and mitts, and they can go there for other basic needs. And we're doing some renovations, actually, Jamie, coming up in a few weeks, where we're going to have showers and laundry service on site as well.
Okay, well, this is great to hear, because certainly, Ryan, as you know, with City of Stratford, with homelessness, has been really the big topic for this week in terms of the homelessness issue in City of Stratford.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we just had the point-in-time count results shown to us on Tuesday from the Social Services Department, and what it tells us is, unfortunately, COVID has made sure that we have more people experiencing homelessness in our community than ever before. So we need to work hard to try to help people wherever we can, and these two programs are certainly part of that support system.
For sure, and with United Way Perth Huron and as a community, we can certainly help out. So again, the date for Coldest Night of the Year, the in-person date is coming up, and that is in February, Saturday, February 26th. But as we've chatted about, you can walk anytime. Get yourself a team together. You can walk on your own time, of course, safely. CNOY.org is the website for details, CNOY.org, or of course you can go to United Way Perth Huron website for links and details there. Ryan, anything else on the go that folks need to know?
Well, just a quick shout out to our friends at Whiteman who provide us deeply discounted internet service, and you know, all of these ways that organizations and companies support the United Way is really amazing. It keeps our costs down and allows us to make sure that the money gets to where it's needed most. So thanks to Whiteman.
All right. Thanks to Whiteman. And thanks to you, Ryan, for all you do with United Way Perth Huron. Again, perthhuron.unitedway.ca is the website for all of the information. Ryan Erb. Ryan, thanks so much, and enjoy more of your celebrations this weekend.
I will. See you later, Jamie.